You know, we've been inconsistent. We've been had some good runs. We've had some good passing plays. We've had some we had some good moments, some really good moments, and then we've had some bad ones too, and allow us not to be successful. You know, and so we got to get the losing out of our system. Right? Winning is a habit. Losing can be too.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM with the Joes and Aaron Hawksworth on the BetQL Network.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM, Aaron Hawksworth, Joe Ostrowski. Yeah, you definitely don't want losing to become a habit, Russ. Thank you very much for that insight. Really appreciate it. So we've got to have a little BetQL court action here. If we can get it together, Joe and I.
We shouldn't talk about what we were discussing during the break. No, Paul would be mad.
Yeah, there's certain things you can't say on radio. And sometimes I need a little clarification. So we were trying to throw out some alternatives, and during the break, Lamar give the context. Don't do it.
No, because I'll get in trouble. I'm definitely gonna say something dumb.
All right.
Well, maybe we'll get to it. Maybe we'll get to it.
Lamar responded on social media to a critic with a vulgar tweet. And then we'll just
Come
on, Lamar.
So we were coming up with all sorts of ways.
By the way, did you see Terrell Owens punch this guy out in front of a CVS? Someone sent me this video.
I did not see this. Jeez.
Hold on. It's crazy. Dude. Apparently, this guy was heckling people at CVS. So T.O., I guess, thought he was going to be a hero, literally knocks the dude out. So the video is taken by some guys in their car across the street, kind of giving you their own commentary while they're like, it looks like T.O.'s going to fight the guy. Then he does, and he literally drops him to the ground, like knocks him out. If I'm the other guy, I mean, I don't know if you could just punch someone out like that for allegedly heckling people in a CVS, right? I mean, isn't that assault?
Why? I think it's so funny that this guy's heckling someone at or just outside of a CVS. I have a CVS take real quick. I had to go there last week. Well, yeah, the receipt that's like 80 feet long. Is that what you're referencing? That's annoying. They still do that. I told them, keep the receipt.
Stop going there because of those. Terrible.
Oh, it's so annoying. So I had to go there for medicine, and I never go there anymore because there's a thing called Amazon. It felt so weird walking in there. Like, I haven't been here in like years. So anyways, couple of quick observations. First off, they're all dirty inside. But anyways,
I feel like aside from that, sick stepping in because of the pharmacy and the Minute Clinic. I'm just like, am I getting COVID or the flu?
And you know, everybody that walks in there is only there because they're sick for the most part. You're
exactly
sick if you're buying, like,
you are on your deathbed and can't wait for the Amazon order of cough medicine. That's why you're in there.
Yeah, I don't know what it is about that place, but yeah, you definitely get that feeling. So that was strange to me. But the other part is they had a red box outside the CVS and someone was using it. As I was walking in, I was like, has that red box been touched in the last 5 years? But then I walk out and there's a guy. He was like returning. He's renting more stuff. I'm like, who is using red box in 2022 or whatever year it is? What the hell? I thought that was very strange. Like, dude, catch up
older,
with the times.
Older person?
Here. No, like my age. Well, I guess you could make your own joke. But I'm not that old.
No, I was picturing 75, but
no, okay. Like late 30s, early 40s. Yeah. No.
That's like, weird. Maybe it was Joe G.
No, the guy did not wave me down and say hello. But we do have other stuff to complain about. We didn't not need to go down that CVS rabbit hole.
All right, so, what's bugging you on this Monday morning?
All right. Let's I was trying to think, where do I pin the blame on this one? And I thought about Eberflus. I thought about Trevor Siemian, but I'm landing on Roger Goodell. We hinted at it earlier in the show. This has to stop. And it starts with Goodell. I understand head coaches lie for a living. They all do it. There was a lot of misinformation sent out by the Chicago Bears in the hour leading up until kickoff, where, okay, Peterman's starting. No, it's Simeon. Mm-hmm. And the game starts, and I have no idea who the starting quarterback is. They have a sports betting partnership with three different sports books. They have four approved sports betting operators, including BetMGM. So they're taking money from everybody. Everybody. Billions. And you're not giving your customers, your viewers, your fans information. You're letting the head coaches and the teams lie to them, and the point spreads are flying all over the place. We have no idea who the quarterback is. Like, I was mad initially at Eberflus. I'm like, oh, man, I would have loved to fade all these Peterman props all game. Like, I'm texting with Paul right before the game. I see the Bears team total goes down to 13.5 when it looked like Peterman was going to be in there. We're, like, trying to figure out, okay, first touchdown, last touchdown, Jets defense / special teams. That goes from 28-1 all the way down to 18-1. I'm like, can we get 3+ defensive touchdowns for the Jets? We can find that at 250-1. Like, we're looking for all these crazy bets because Peterman's going to play, and he's a guy who's thrown 5 interceptions in a game before, and he doesn't even take a snap. This has to stop. It's a problem in the NBA big time on a daily basis, but when it comes to your number one sport, your number one sport, come on. If you're going to take billions and billions of dollars, you've got to fix this. You've got to stop with the constant lying to your customers. So I'm putting Roger Goodell in court for this one.
Ooh, I love that one. That's a good one. And it is a problem. And I think it's just frustrating how long we have to wait, too. You know?
Right.
It's like they already know. Why string us along till the 11th hour? Especially now that betting is becoming legal in more and more states, it's unacceptable.
Yep, completely. I think this is worse than a fine.
They benefit from the sports books too, so I don't understand why we all can't work together, you know?
Yeah, they don't give a damn. They're getting their money either way, and so they don't care about it. But, I mean, these commissioners have to do something. They have to, whether we're talking about Silver in the NBA, Goodell in the NFL. I mean, it's bad enough waiting 90 minutes before the kickoff to find out about inactives. And now, yesterday, the game's starting, and we have no idea who the starting quarterback is for the Bears. Beat reporters are tweeting, well, he's holding a football on the sideline, but I'm not quite sure if he's going to – Peterman does not have a helmet, so I'm not quite sure if he's going to play. Dude, it's a starting quarterback. Jail. We're past the fine for Goodell. I'm sending him to jail. How about you?
I love it. So mine is not football related, but I'm really annoyed. Good. So when I moved into my house, like, I have like a handyman who helped me put together some stuff like furniture and like hang some outdoor lights and whatever. Circle back to last year, the dude hung the outdoor lights, but like left and like the lights didn't even turn on. Anyways, I was a little annoyed. He was like, oh, I don't know, kind of attitude about it when I called him. I'm like, wouldn't you like flip them on before? Like, I'm paying you to set this up. So anyways, I Google around. I find that like he didn't screw in the light bulbs tight enough. So I had to go and like do each one. Holy it wasn't a big deal. Wasn't really upset. So anyways, I've used him a few more times. Like, he's hung a TV, put together like an entertainment stand. I have been wanting a treadmill forever. So I finally waited for a Black Friday sale. I have a hard time getting to the gym because, you know, I've got a kid. She doesn't like the daycares at the gyms, yada, yada, yada. You don't need to hear the story. Anyway, he comes over to set up the treadmill and he's like, hey, it's done. And it's making this loud, like, knocking noise. He's like, oh, I think it's normal. I'm like, I've never heard this on any treadmill. It's brand new. I don't think it's normal. So anyways, he leaves and I text him the next day and I'm like, hey, is there any way, like, I watched some YouTube videos. I think it could be this or that. Doesn't respond. So I end up fixing it myself by like tightening the belt and like doing some different things. And now it's a lot smoother, but I'm just like, this guy needs to be on probation or fine. I'm like, you're charging me a lot of money to like put this stuff together. And you're just like, I can't probably say that word. I don't know if I can, but he just is kind of like slapping it together. And you know what I mean? Like, I'm just kind of like, what are you doing? You should, maybe because I'm a woman, he thinks he can just get away and tell me, oh yeah, this is normal. It just needs to be broken in.
Yeah.
Do you think I'm stupid? Like, you just put it together and like went to your next job. Just like, he didn't even care, you know. I'm just frustrated. People and their work ethic. And one more quick one. I tried out a new babysitter. She told me she doesn't have a job. She's saving to go to nursing school. She doesn't have a car, never even took driving classes, saving for those. Then she has the audacity to tell me she doesn't want to work weekends because that's her personal time. I'm like, does anyone want to work these days? Like, what are you doing? I'm trying to provide you with like regular work and you're shooting it down. And she's like, oh, I just want like Monday through Friday. I'm like, well, I'm sorry. My daughter's in school. I don't need you Monday through Friday.
No.
What is with people?
Oh, my God.
I had a rough weekend. I started hating everyone this weekend.
See. In my situation, the woman, as far as workers coming out to the house, my wife's a lot better than with being on top of them. I'm just like, I'm going to leave them alone. I'm going to trust them. And I'm usually the idiot. Like, thankfully, she's in the house to be like, no, you did this wrong. Let me try it. Let me check it out. She's asking a lot of questions. So she's like you, because you end up getting idiots. You end up getting morons. And speaking of that, before we hit the break, let me throw my wife in jail for a minute. I can't compliment her all the way. Look, family Christmas photos are the worst.
Oh, yes.
Not only family Christmas photos, but let's schedule family Christmas photos during Ohio State, Michigan. And oh, the girl And I don't hate the woman we usually use, but she couldn't schedule her because she's got a cool setup and so it's like in a foresty area. So the background looks awesome. I had to go to JCPenney, Aaron, to do the family Christmas photo. No, before you ask, none of you are getting a Christmas card.
Gertch, get those photos. No. Get the photos. Not Gertch, you have one job today. Get those photos. We need to put them on the show for the chat. Maybe even social media. I'm here for
them.
Coming up next, Monday Night Football, Steelers at Colts. We'll break it all down and give you our favorite plays for Monday Night Football next.